Hangover Chasing, a heated rivalry fic by Abso Positive Lutely. Narrated by S.D. Ryan. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Shane Hollander and Ilya Rozanov. Summary, it takes about 2 hours to get to the cottage. Or, Ilya watching Shane drive.
Just for tonight, let's go hangover chasing. And I'll talk your ear off about why it's safe as I fumble my words and fall flat on my face to the truth.
1. After 8 years, clearing Shane Hollander hockey highlights from his YouTube search history is second nature. In the beginning, he had just been curious. Ilya knows that Shane actually watches videos of his opponents for research, printing bullet points carefully in his little notebook that he had gotten a glimpse of once after bending Shane over his kitchen island and spotting his name at the top of the page that the notebook was open to. He'd laughed at Shane then, and had been immediately rewarded with Shane snapping at him and shoving him to his knees. Ilya's never had a notebook, but he still remembers the first video he'd watched before he'd ever faced Shane on the ice. Svetlana had told him about Hollander from Canada, had said he was probably Ilya's only competition for first draft pick.
"Not true," Ilya had said. "I have no competition. It will be me."
Svetlana had laughed, and Ilya had kissed the smile off her lips and rolled over to press her into the mattress, and didn't think about hockey or the draft or Shane Hollander for the next couple hours. It wasn't until after Svetlana had left for the night that Ilya had typed Shane Hollander into his search bar slowly, searching for each letter on the then unfamiliar English keyboard. He'd watched highlight reels and game replays in the darkness of his room. Remembers being struck by the intensity that Shane played with. Still plays with. Shane has always skated with a focus that Ilya has never seen another player match. Even in grainy videos from 2008, he could see that Shane never took his eye off the puck. Once he wins control of the puck, he carries it down the ice with the speed and precision that can only come from the repetition that coaches dream of when they run their team through drills. Ilya thinks about Shane folding his clothes carefully before getting into bed. Shane asking him, "Will you come to my cottage this summer?" Words carefully rehearsed. Shane buying groceries and giving his parents an explanation so they can have the next 2 weeks to themselves, and realizes Shane is the same off the ice, too. Not for the first time. He wonders if he's out of his depth. But he thinks about being on the ice, and for all of Shane's deliberateness, Ilya has always let instinct lead him, weaving between opposing players and shooting viciously at the goal almost faster than he can think. When he'd called Shane 2 months ago, he'd felt like he was watching from somewhere far away, fingers moving towards the call button before he even knew what he was going to say. He lets instinct take over now, and reaches over, taking Shane's free hand between both of his own. Ilya glances at Shane once, twice. There's a smile slowly tugging at Shane's lips, and Ilya thinks of watching the sunrise over the Charles from his Boston apartment, of waiting for the light to spill out over the river. When Shane finally meets his gaze, beaming wide and unashamed, it feels like the morning has broken. 2.
Hollander, you are 45 years old and a father. What?
Shane splutters. Ilya grins, and grins even wider when Shane swats him on the knee and then interlaces his fingers with Ilya's again.
Your music, Ilya says. It is from 1 million years ago, yes?
This is classic road trip music, Shane sniffs. You're telling me you've never listened to Don't Stop Believin' on a road trip?
I do not have road trip music, Ilya says. I listen to music I like whenever I like. I should not be surprised. You're so boring, you make rules for music.
You're so annoying, Shane says. No heat behind his words. There hasn't been for a long time now. Ilya squeezes his hand and looks over to watch the blush creep up Shane's neck to the tips of his ears.
Put on your music, then.
No, Ilya says. I will listen to your road trip music, Hollander.
It's like, what do they call it?
Cultural exchange, yes?
Shane snorts out a surprised laugh.
Sure, Ilya. Cultural exchange.
Ilya still finds himself bracing for impact, searching for the line of tension that draws itself between Shane's shoulders when he's about to run. Sometimes, conversation like this still feels new, but Shane's body and all his tells are second nature to Ilya after years of learning how to coax his favorite sounds out of him. He watches Shane lean back against the driver's seat, smiling, ears pink, and lets out a breath he feels like he's been holding for years.
Do you have a playlist for everything, Shane?
Not everything, Shane says, and he's so sincere that Ilya almost feels bad for setting him up. I have one for driving to practice, and an exercise one, and...
What about sex playlist?
I don't need one. You're loud enough, Shane says smoothly, and Ilya chokes on a laugh. 3. Ilya remembers the solar eclipse he'd watched as a child, standing in their backyard with his mother and brother, before everything had gone wrong. His mother had held his hand and told him to only look at the sun through the special glasses. But there had only been one pair, and Alexei had wanted a turn, and Ilya had always been impatient. When his mother hadn't been watching, he stole a quick glance at the sun, looking away before it had time to burn. When he thinks about solar eclipses now, inexplicably, he thinks of Shane. Of looking over at the visiting bench in TD Garden, searching for the number 24 in a sea of blue and red before tearing his gaze away. Of risking a glance down the ice to see Shane's fierce grin as he steals the puck from Marlowe, watching him for a beat too long before skating down to intercept him. Of looking away before it hurts. The afternoon sun shines in at just the right angle to render the car visor useless. In the light, Shane's eyes are a deep, rich brown, and Ilya lets himself look, counting freckles on warm, golden skin.
I can feel you staring, Shane says.
You look pretty,
Ilya says, brave and also terrified. Shane smiles, and Ilya doesn't look away. 4. The next gas station is 50 kilometers away. Ilya loves Boston, but he has to hand it to Canada. He'd never quite gotten a grasp on miles, even after being in the States for almost a decade.
Sorry, Shane says. I mean, I do have an empty bottle in the back if you need.
Ilya waves him off.
No, it's okay. I did not have much to drink on the plane.
You should be staying hydrated, Shane says, and Ilya rolls his eyes, mostly on principle.
They had just stopped for a bathroom break at a gas station. Well, Shane had stopped for a bathroom break. He'd pulled into the parking space, reached over to pull the baseball cap lower over Ilya's face, and said that it was probably a bad idea if both of them got out of the car. Normally, Ilya would make fun of him, but all of this is still too uncertain and fragile that he agrees with Shane's excess of caution, which is why Shane had ducked into the gas station alone, and Ilya had sat in the car and kept his head down. And now they're back in the car, and Ilya has to wait another 50 kilometers before his next chance to pee. Or he can take the empty bottle. Shane would hate it. He'll wait the 50 kilometers.
And you should take a break, Ilya says instead, and let me drive your car.
Absolutely not, Shane says immediately. I've seen you drive. You're not touching the wheel.
Ilya narrows his eyes at Shane, who doesn't seem to have realized his fatal mistake yet.
I am a good driver. You are just confused.
I am not letting anyone who knows how to drift drive my car,
Shane says firmly. Ilya grins, sharp and cat-like, and strikes.
And where did you see me drift, Shane?
Ilya leans over, resting his elbow on the console between them and propping his chin up with his hand. He blinks up at Shane with wide eyes and fights back a laugh.
Fuck off, Shane mutters.
Ilya lets the silence stretch for a second, then another. Shane shifts in his seat and shoots a glare at Ilya before finally admitting,
your stupid ESPN feature. You watch that when you can't get off.
Ilya asks silkily, and neglects to mention that he's had to clear Shane Hollander cottage tour from his search history more than once. He thinks about other things he's had to clear from his phone. A zoomed-in screenshot of Shane's last Rolex campaign, one hand pushing the sleeve of his white buttoned shirt up to reveal a gold watch on his wrist. Ilya looked at it long enough to memorize the veins tracing the back of Shane's hand, long enough to know that his shirt had exactly three buttons popped to reveal the shadows of the curve of his chest. A screen recording of the broadcast of their last game, when they'd zoomed in on Shane and Ilya facing off against each other. He'd had to Google how to clear his maps history after he'd looked up directions to Shane's Montreal apartment. It wasn't something he thought would bother him. Secrecy comes with the territory. He had first kissed Sasha in a men's bathroom stall at the rink, heart beating hard in his chest when they'd frozen at the sound of footsteps outside, had learned the shape of a boy's body beneath his hands in his childhood bedroom, both of them biting back the noises Ilya wanted to hear. Chasing the thrill of almost getting caught felt like sprinting down the ice on a breakaway. Years ago, he'd told himself that the adrenaline rush had been the only reason he couldn't get Shane Hollander out of his head. But a few months ago, Marlowe had asked about Montreal Jane, and Ilya had snapped at him so fiercely that Marlowe had dropped the locker room banter and told Ilya sincerely that he wouldn't ask about her again.
"Is not his name,"
Ilya had wanted to say. Instead, he had bitten his tongue and tugged his helmet on, knocking Marlowe's shoulder with his own as a peace offering. Here, now, in Shane's stupidly sensible car, Ilya takes his phone out and swipes to the camera app. Shane doesn't even notice, stumbling over a retort to Ilya's last jab. The sky stretches blue and clear outside the windows, flat green fields reaching for the horizon. Sunlight catches on the planes of Shane's cheekbones, on stray strands of hair, golden against the Ottawa farmland. Ilya snaps the picture, and Shane only looks over when he hears the camera shutter go off.
"What are you doing?"
Shane demands, batting at Ilya's phone with his free hand.
"Taking picture of how boring you drive,"
Ilya replies easily.
"It's like ESPN feature, made for me."
5. "I would take you through my hometown, but I think too many people would recognize me," Shane says over the steady click of his signal light. He turns off the highway, dutifully checking all his mirrors before shifting lanes. There's a tiny line between his eyebrows, a tightness to his jaw. He looks so serious when he drives. Ilya can't decide if he wants to tease him or kiss him about it.
"Mr. Popular,"
Ilya drawls.
"We will take different route than you usually take, then."
Shane nods. "Normally, I drive through town and stop by home. We'll have to take the long way around."
"It's okay,"
Ilya says. He thinks of circling around to the back alley of Shane's Montreal apartment, of lingering in hotel stairwells until he's sure the hallway is clear, of a parking lot in Saskatchewan in 2008.
"I will wait."
The end. This has been Hangover Chasing by Abso-Positive-Lutely, narrated by S.D. Ryan. Please return to the archive and share your love for this fic with the author. And if you have any thoughts for me, I would love to hear them as well. Thank you so much for listening.
Just for tonight, let's go hangover chasing. Now talk your ear off about why it's safe as I fumble my words and fall flat on my face to the truth. Just say the word and we'll take up the test.